I'm Quentin McLean. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. When I played for Maiden from 99 to 2001. Okay, some of the places I played with Coach Maiden through the summer, we traveled from from Puerto Rico to Kansas City to Ohio to a lot of places in Illinois to we got a chance to play in Ontario, Canada, which we did good there. Pretty much all over the place. The experiences were great. I got a chance to meet a lot of people from many different places I would probably never met through summer baseball. Actually, how did I meet Coach Maiden? That's a good one. I think through a guy named Truby, Coach Truby, who was a coach of mine at the time while I was in high school. And, he kind of linked me and I said, this guy has a summer baseball program. And I was kind of raw and rough between the edges. And, and I met Maiden and I went out and tried out for his 15-year-old, 17-year-old team. And I got on that team and then went from there to the older team. So, yeah, that was good times. What I think about Coach Maiden, what I thought about him, he was very dedicated to baseball. He still is. He liked to see young guys get together and show them, different places they were never seen before. Kept us nice and loose, as far as off the lines to make sure it was, not too tight as far as getting ready for the game. But when the game started, it was all business. So baseball mind was good. He also was able to get me in front of different people that I would probably never got in front of to help develop my game as well. My personal experience on and off the field with the coach program with Maiden was pretty good. Like I said, I still got friends that I probably never would have met anywhere else if it wasn't for baseball. My experience also just taught me how to just develop to be more, into a man and just to move forward and keep grinding on what I'm doing. I see Maiden still at it with the guys and the players, developing guys. So my experience has been great. It just taught me a lot, being a young man to being a man now. The different diversity of players that I played against back then, man, we had guys from pretty much all over. Some of the guys, top players from Chicago to play with, and I got a chance to experience some of the guys that from other states, from Cuban guys and Dominican guys to white guys, black guys, Mexicans play with all kinds of different diversity. And also got a chance to meet guys that before we came, that some of them were draft picks and moved on, and some of them were just real good at playing and kind of gave us a little insight on the game as well. So got a chance to meet a lot of different diversity and a lot of different diverse types of guys. The travel, like going to the games, was a little different sometimes. Loaded up, met at the local parks, and my mom dropped us off, or father dropped us off. We loaded up in the bus sometimes, taking 2-hour, 4-hour, 6-hour, 8-hour drives, and, getting to the game and hopping right off, and a lot of times playing or, rushing up 2 hours and playing the next morning for a doubleheader. The travel was pretty good because we had different types of guys from all over. The different rhythms and beats and tunes and just a different way of living that we got a chance to converse and learn from everybody because it's from different backgrounds. So it was pretty good. And then once we got off that bus, it was time to play. We got serious. Some of the characters that made up those teams was, guys from all over. Some guys that were just, kind of more serious, and we had some guys that were kept us all loose just by joking around. And then we got guys that were just, we didn't talk to as much, but when the game started, they was ready. So all different type of guys there that I was able to kind of learn from everybody. So Coach Maiden, he's been coaching 4 years. My thoughts about that is, man, just hopefully he can keep it going and keep it, youth baseball, teenage baseball, going, because, we need it. The kids need a place to play. They need to see more experiences in different places. It's good. Man, it's hard. It's hard. I don't know if I can do it or want to do it, but he's a man for it. He continue to keep it going. So off to him to, you know, make sure he can develop and keep guys going. So it's a good thing for him and good for baseball.
So when I was around 16, 17, Fayetteville Newton, there was a lot of things going on personally in my household. And so it was good that I was able to get away and to keep my mind off of things and, you know, just focus on the game. And even though I wasn't maybe the best players on the team, but I learned from a lot of good guys that helped me move forward in high school and college and been great. So, you know, that time playing, traveling all over the place with little nothing in my pocket, but making the trips, kept me going instead of being on the streets of Chicago. So that helped me out a lot. And actually, like I said before, it helped me develop and being the man I am now, the same work ethics and, you know, I learned from various players, you know, from past and present, just taught me the, you know, same things I'm using in business and life and still at it with sports to this day. So it helped me out a lot in those times playing travel baseball and being competitive in that way. My coach thoughts on maybe being a mentor. He's seen a lot of guys, man, and you know, coached a lot of guys. Some guys that I didn't even know that moved on. That was some guys are pros that I didn't even know until later on. So I think, you know, people probably can say a lot about a lot of things, but one thing they can't say about Maiden is, as far as baseball and giving them experience and opportunity, gave out everybody, you know, a chance to see what it's like to play on another level versus just playing, you know, Chicago baseball. So, I mean, some guys were maybe closer than others, but he put us in front of, you know, different, teams and different coaches and scouts who was able to show and prove what we actually got to get to the next level, whether it was college or pros. You know, I didn't get a chance to make it pro, but, you know, my experience, I was very good in college from being prepared for playing in the summer baseball. So, you know, his mentorship, just telling us how it was like it, or actually showing us by, you know, moving us around a lot, helped me out. So I appreciate him for that. Well, in closing, what I would say is, you know, if you ever get approached or get in contact with Maiden and you're looking for a place to play and looking to continue to, play in a place where you get experience, I would say, you know, go on one of them teams to see what it's like. You'll enjoy it. You'll meet different guys, and, you know, you'll learn about the game in a faster pace. You know, it's bigger than just your little township or your little high school or your state. Baseball is very big. It's wider than just where you just at. So I would say experience that to see for yourself, and, you know, maybe it take you to another level.